guys. Just want to jump on here, a little rant. Getting a lot of questions, comments back, you know, fasting, it's just starving yourself. That's all you're doing is starving yourself to lose weight. And once you come off the fast, you're going to gain the weight back. Yeah, if you come off the fast and go back doing exactly what you were doing in order to get to that weight, you're right. You're going to gain the weight back. That's absolutely correct. It's the same with any kind of diet, the same with any kind of workout regimen. If you stop doing it and go back to doing exactly what you were doing beforehand, you will gain your weight back and nothing will have changed long term. Fasting is a tool I use in order to lose weight more quickly and help balance things out, or allow me to eat more of the foods I want to eat when I want to eat them. Once again, fasting, it's not starving yourself. Starving yourself is actually eating a caloric deficit like everyone tells you to do in order to lose weight, because over time, your body will just adapt to use the new lower amount of calories you're taking in to function properly. It's continuing to get an outside source of energy to use, so it will learn to adapt to the new lower amount of calories you're taking in, and your metabolism will slow down. So what will you do? Well, you drop your calories more to lose some more weight, and so on and so forth. Your metabolism will slow down, you drop your calories more, just continue to lose weight over time. The way fasting works is, since you're not taking any sort of calories from an outside source, your body learns very quickly that it has to go find a new source of energy, and that is when it attacks your fat stores and uses those for energy and to operate. So it's not starving yourself, you know. Human body can go forever without food. You fast for, like, you know, intermittent fasting, you know, 8 hours of the day, 4 hours a day, skip fasting a day at a time, or in a longer 3 to 7 day fast when you really get into ketosis at some point and start using, you know, your fat stores for energy. Since your metabolism did not have the time to adapt to lower calories and your body wouldn't find a whole new source of energy to use, when you break that fast properly and come back out of it, your metabolism hasn't slowed down. You can go to eat back to eating somewhat normally. And now if you continue to just eat normally after that, yeah, you're going to gain the weight back. But that's when you start making small changes in your diet, you know, healthier foods, you know, eating at the correct amount of calories for your body, and eating healthier foods, you know, staying away from things that are super high in carbs, you know, that are all junk food, like white rice or french fries or potatoes or potato chips, you know, not eating fast food and all that stuff. You're going to have to make a long-term change to your diet. You know, everyone uses diet like it's a short-term thing, but your diet is actually what you're intaking every day on a daily basis. So in order to diet and to continue to keep weight off or maintain a certain weight, that's the diet you have to continue to use. You know, so it works the same way. So if you want to continue to eat the same way and then fast, you know, just 2 days a week, you know, or a day a week, you're still going to get more less calories in over the course of a week or that time period, because you're throwing in fasting and going back to eating normally, as long as you're not trying to make up for the calories you didn't eat on such and such day that you fasted. Other thing I wanted to touch on here real quick, I believe. Yeah, it's not coming to me. There was something else, a lot of questions and just myths I was getting, you know, that are associated with fasting that it's not. I think that was kind of it. It's starving your body and it's not a long-term solution. It can definitely be a long-term solution, you know. You can change it so that, you know, every day a week there's a day that you don't eat, or go into intermittent fasting where you're only eating certain hours out of every day. Or know that, you know, every couple months you're going to throw in a 7 day period. You know, what I've seen the most success with myself is intermittent fasting combined with skip fasting. You know, the 7 day fast that I'm doing here, yeah, it's produced some really good results, but it's a little bit harder. It's harder to do. Long term wise, if you're going to use fasting to lose weight continuously over time and not change your diet, you know, too significantly, you're going to have to, you know, keep it in place in order to, you know, lower the amount of calories you're intaking. And you may heal your body some, incorporating these fasts in order to, metabolism will function at a higher rate, your digestive system will work better. And so, you know, you're kind of repairing your diet, your digestive system, alongside of destroying it because you haven't changed your diet, you know, you're still eating, you know, fast food, you know, all kinds of, you know, super high starchy carbs that really have no nutritional value in them, you know, or junk food, sweets, desserts, or just over, you know, even drinking too much can do it. There's shit tons of calories in alcohol. But yeah, that's about all I got for you guys right now. Just a little rant right now on fasting, and it's not starving yourself. Questions, drop them below. Like, share this video. I appreciate it. Have a good one, guys. Peace.